Hello.
My name is Sarah. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I am returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
Yes, ma'am. This is Darnell.
Good morning, Darnell. How may I help you?
I'm doing fine, ma'am. It's been about a little bit over 3 weeks. I've been filing my weekly claim status, but I don't have any update on it, and I don't see anywhere where I can look at on the website and see kind of what's going on.
Oh, yes. Let me get your Social Security number, and I will tell you
it's
how
four,
you can get that. Okay, what is your number?
Yes, ma'am. It's 463-657-9-85.
Thank you so much for that information. Darnell, will you verify your full name, your date of birth, mother's maiden name, and your driver's license number for me?
Darnell LaShawn Ellison, September 13, 1983. Mother's maiden name is Irene Culliver. Driver's license 7250222.
Thank you so much for that information. Okay, how do you file your claim? Your weekly claim, online or by telephone?
By telephone.
Excuse me. If you go online, which is www.
Yeah, it won't let me go through when I try to do it online. It gives me an error. It says, based on the information you have provided, have to file your claim via telephone.
Okay. What, has it asked you for your, what does it ask you for when you first log on?
It asked me for my my identification number when I put in my social. And then it asked me for my PIN number, and I give them the 1304 PIN number, and then I answer the question no at the bottom and hit continue.
Okay, do you, you've not been asked to put in your social, your personal email yet?
No, ma'am.
I wonder why. Okay. Let's go through your let's log into it. Let's see what's happening.
Okay. All right, one moment.
I want you to type in labor.alabama.gov.
Labor. Okay. All right, and now do I click on UC Tracker?
No, click on Claim It Portal.
Okay.
What comes up?
It pops up. It says, what is your claim status? But it's talking about when I click on there and I go into it, it says your weekly certification. Your claim is active, but you have not filed your weekly certification for benefit week ending 2/12/2022.
2/12/2022. That's last week, so you haven't done your week of claim for last week.
Yes, ma'am. I done it Friday.
No, you can't do it on Friday for you can't do it Friday for the week off.
I filed it every week.
Okay, if the weekend is Saturday. In order for you to file for that week, you have to have filed this week. The earliest you could have filed for that would have been Sunday.
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to see. And at the, let me go back. It won't let me go back. One second. And I'm looking at it when it says, my weekly. This isn't the PUA claim portal, is it?
I don't know what claim portal is, but just follow the prompts on it, does it ask you yet for your social, for your purse, for your email?
No, ma'am.
Have you already put in your email earlier?
No, ma'am. I just clicked on it, on the link, and it opened me already inside of the account.
Yeah, what does it tell you to put in there now?
Nothing. It just says, welcome to Claimant Portal, and it shows me a claim status. It says, an issue has disqualified you, but it's talking about the PUA claim, the pandemic assistance claim.
Okay, wait, hold on. Just 1 minute. When you clicked on the Claimant Portal, it asked you to log in, did it not?
No, ma'am. As soon as I typed in Alabama, the website you told me to type in, mm-hmm. it popped me up to this page like it had saved it from a long time ago or something.
Well, go log completely out and then log back in, because it should ask you to log in. Then it will tell you to use your email address. So I can't really stay on the line with you while you play with it, but
yes,
when you log completely out of it and then log back into it, and then it's going to ask you what you want to do, and then you just click on whatever you want to do.
Yes, ma'am. I'm back in it. It says it has a claimant ID number. Is this the correct ID number? 2058390.
I don't know what your ID number is, because we give you a temporary PIN, and then you have to change it once you use it. So when you change it, you don't have to give it to us, because that's what makes it personal. See, the only information we ask you for is your social security number, but your personal ID number, you don't have to give that to us, because we don't have a use for it.
Okay. I see where it wants me to put in my email now.
Okay, now put your email in. That's what's happening. All right, now put in your email.
It's just blank.
Put your email in.
Yes, ma'am. I typed in the email, my social security number, and my PIN number.
And then did you click on it?
Yes, ma'am. And it has at the bottom in the bar, PUA.labor.alabama.gov.
That's all you see on that whole page?
The entire page. Yes, ma'am.
You may have to start all the way over again to get it right. But it will come up, and it will ask you what you know. You'll be able to look at your page to see what, if you have any pending issues, it'll have those pending issues on it. Tell you what you need to do to correct that. So I know you're trying to do it with me on the phone because it makes you feel more comfortable. But that is what you need to do. So log off, let your computer rest for a while, and then log back in and follow those same steps. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Donnell, for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.